All right, I need all the kids up here. Natalie, nice job. I like that one. I know what your song said, but with your voice, when you are famous, don't forget your preacher, okay? I believe God's got big things for you, Natalie. All right, let's put our keys in our pockets. So, Hagen, you want to stand or you can sit, whatever's more comfortable for you. All righty. And Grady, we're going to leave the key there. All right. Not going to touch sister with it. Oh, good. All right. Well, that's all right. Okay. I need to know. First, I want to know, you guys have been in school for a month or two now. How's school going so far this year? Pretty good. Everybody like your new teachers and new friends? Yeah. Things going well? Yeah. You like your new teacher and friends? You have lots of friends at school? That's always good to have good friends at school.
My big one is
Quentin. Quentin? Is that one of your friends?
Yeah.
Nice. I know you are. You guys are getting such big guys. Jaden? Owen on the school bus is your favorite friend? All right. Well, I'm glad school's going well for everybody so far. Anybody been to any football games yet this season? I know Grady. You're playing football, aren't you? Jaden's been to a couple football games. Your brother plays football. It's always fun to watch football games. Jaden's. I know he does. You guys are all quite the athletes over there. You play soccer too? Are you really fast? Are you telling the truth? Because guess what my lesson's about today?
Telling the truth.
We're going to talk about how many of you, let's start this direction. Maybe when you were real little, or maybe even if it was last week, have you ever accidentally or on purpose, sometimes it happens on purpose, have you ever taken something that doesn't belong to you?
No.
I'm raising my hand. Anybody? Anybody want to share their... Jaden, raise your hand. It happened to you.
What?
I'll tell everybody here in a second, but raise your hand. Happened to you. All right. Natalie, what happened to you?
Well, it was, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, recently. It was just so tempting, right? And did that make Grady really happy?
No, he was wondering where his gum
was. Yeah. Harlow, have you ever taken something? Oh, no, you're innocent. Yeah, I'm sure. All right. Jeremiah?
I have taken all the
cookies. He ate
all the cookies.
You ate all the cookies one time?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So Daddy didn't have any cookies to eat? That may upset. Hagen, have you ever taken something that doesn't belong to you?
I've done something
that's Hagen's turn. Do you ever forget to ask for something and you just take it? Sometimes that's hard. Jaden, when Jaden was 2 years old, I think he was two, maybe he was one, about 2 years old, his mommy took him to Walmart. Everybody been to Walmart? And Mary, she had a bunch of things she had to get, and she bought all her stuff at Walmart, and she took Jaden and all her stuff in the cart, went to the car, and she started putting the stuff in the car. And then she took Jaden out of the cart, and she was putting Jaden in the car seat, and Jaden had a brand new rubber ducky that he's never had before. And Jaden didn't pay for that rubber ducky. No, Mom didn't, because Mom didn't know. Jaden was just in the cart, and he randomly grabbed a rubber ducky and took it for himself. Are we supposed to take things that aren't ours? No, we had to have a little talk with Jaden about that. But he was two. He was little. He hasn't done that for a long, long, long time. So sometimes we take things, like we see, like Adelie's is a good example. We see something there, and it's very, very tempting, and we take it. Hagen, you got one? What do you want to say?
My sister had a twin, and... Wait, I have another
she shared with you. That was very nice of her. So you didn't have to take from her, huh? That's the greatest thing to do. Jaden, one more. You took your sister's Barbies? Oh, I don't want to hear that. So, you know what? It's not just kids that take things that don't belong to them. Do you know big people do that too? I was at a fair, when I was about Jeremiah's age, I went to the fair with my mom and dad. Well, I got in trouble at the fair. And my mom, she was going to take me around the corner and she was going to spank my bottom. Well, I had a corn dog, and my mom grabbed that corn dog out of my hand, and she handed it to my dad and said, "Hold this while I take care of your son." So mom took me around the corner. I got my spanking. I'm crying. I come back. What do you think happened to my corn dog? My dad ate it. Dads are good for that. Was that his corn dog to eat? No, I was upset. And I didn't like it. Do people get upset when we take things that are theirs that don't belong to us? Yeah, it's upsetting. And you know, sometimes, you know, God says we can even rob God. In what ways do you think we can rob God, steal from God? How many of you are given today? Everybody wake up today? Who does the day belong to? The day belongs to God. Who are we supposed to work hard for? God. If we do nothing for God today, did we steal that day from God?
Yeah.
If all we did was stuff for us, we steal that day from God?
Yes.
God asks you to give things to him too. He asks you to give us your time. Sometimes how many of you guys gave money to missions today? Yeah. If Grady, if your mom gave you $5 to give to missions today, and you only put $3 in the missions bucket with Nancy this morning, would you be stealing from God?
No.
You know adults do that sometimes.
Yeah.
God gives them a lot of money, expects some in return, and they give nothing back. Or they just give them a teeny tiny little bit. And they don't really have to trust God to give it to God because it doesn't really matter to them. All right? So we can even rob God. All right? When we're stealing, is that being honest?
Yes.
No. No, 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 no. In fact, two of the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, remember the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses to the Israelites? One of them was do not steal, right? The other one was do not lie. Don't tell lies to other people. So a lot of times when we're taking something that doesn't belong to us, are we going to tell everybody that we did that? No. That would be lying. Or sometimes we just don't tell the whole truth. Is that lying too? Yeah. All right. This morning, I got a money jar. And I know I don't have much money in my money jar. Because Mary doesn't let me have a whole lot of money, all right? But every once in a while, I get a few dollars and I get some change. And a lot of times, my money jar is sitting on my desk at my office. Sometimes it's empty. Sometimes it's got money in it. Every once in a while, it is missing money. I think one of my sons likes to take a few every once in a while. All right. Now, would it be wrong for you if you saw my money jar on my desk? That's tempting, isn't it? Because you, what kind of thing? I know it's not a lot, but what could you probably get for some of this money?
You could have got a toy.
I could have got a toy, a little toy, maybe, Allie.
Or a pack of
Or you might even be able to get a small pack of gum. That Adelie likes, apparently. All right. What other things could I maybe buy with my money? Harlow? What would you buy with the money? What'd you say, Grady? Buy a soccer ball with it? Maybe at Dollar Tree I could. All right. So, it's kind of tempting when you see money, isn't it? And Nancy talked about locks today, right? How we lock things up. Is there any lock on my money jar?
No.
No. Would it be pretty easy to get in my money jar?
Yes.
Yeah, and dip your fingers in my money jar?
No.
Now, how do you think it would make me feel if I came in tomorrow and I know exactly how many pennies and how many dimes and how many nickels I have in here and I get four missing? Would that make me feel happy or a little upset?
A little upset.
A little upset. Not just because I'm missing four coins, but I would be upset that somebody just took something that was belonged to me. Instead of just asking me, do you think if somebody asked me for four pennies that I would probably give them four pennies?
No.
Maybe not you, Jaden. The rest of the kids. Grady, if you think you asked me for four pennies, I'd give you four pennies. Yeah, I would give you four pennies. You think if I asked you for two pennies, I'd give you, or if you asked me for two, I'd give you two? How many would you like? How many pennies would you like? I'm offering. Anybody want a penny? Anybody want a few? How many do you want, Jeremiah? Two? You can have two. How many do you want?
Five,
okay. You're going to be greedy, huh? There's five. Hagen, how many do you want? How about 10? Would you like 10? Six. That's a good one. I can give you six. I'm going to give you a nickel and a penny. That's worth six pennies. Okay? Reagan, you want 10. All right. Imagine that, a girl wants the most. That's 10 pennies. That's a dime. How many would you like? You want 10 too? I can probably share 10. There's 10. You want 11. You got a bad gum habit, do you? There's 11. Reagan, how many would, Reagan, Harlow, how many would you like? Three. You're a sweetie. I can do three. One, two, three. There you go. How many would you like? One. Nice. All right. And since he didn't ask for anything, guess what? I'm going to give Landon the rest of my money. Put your hand out, Landon. Because he didn't ask for anything. Sometimes it's good not to ask, isn't it? And you're just giving. So Landon got all the money. Some of you got more. Some of you got less, right? But now listen. If you would have just taken my money, how would you feel on the inside? Would you feel good having my money?
No.
No. Maybe at first. But then do you think you might start feeling guilty that I took something that didn't belong to me? God gives us that feeling. That's a feeling just like happiness, just like sadness, just like anything else. God gives us feelings. And when we feel guilty, sometimes that's God telling our heart, you know, you did something that really wasn't right. And maybe you need to make it better. So if we have something that doesn't belong to us, Jaden, I ask you to put those in your pocket. Keys in the pocket. Pocket. All right. If we take something that doesn't belong to us and we feel guilty, what should we do with that guilt? Reagan, how much money did you get today? 10? If you didn't take that, what should you, if I didn't give that to you, what should you probably do?
Give it back.
Give it back and say what?
Sorry.
I'm sorry, right? But I gave it to you, right? So that probably feels about, you don't owe me anything, right? I gave it to you free, right? I didn't ask you to do anything for the money. That feels good, right? And now that I know that I can trust you, I didn't see any of you steal my money, correct? I can trust you. All right. Why do you think it is important to God that we tell the truth, Jaden and Hagen? Why is it important to God that we tell the truth?
Because he likes it.
Why do you think God likes it when we tell the truth? Adelie, everybody listening?
Is it eyes is closer to
him? Yes, that's a great answer. That's not even the answer I was thinking of, but that is a great answer.
He loves it.
Every time we tell the truth, even when it's hard. Sometimes when we tell the truth, can we get in trouble? Yes. But if we don't tell the truth, would we get in even more trouble if we didn't tell the truth? Yeah. Let me tell you why God wants you to tell the truth. If people know you as a liar, Jaden, why don't you come sit by Adelie real quick? Yeah, you won't talk as much. You going to be quiet? All right. If you were known as a liar, would people trust you? If everything that came out of Adelie's mouth was a lie and everybody knew it, if I said, Adelie, where'd you get that money? And she said, I don't know. I went to work and they gave me some money. And I know that I gave her that money. We all know that she didn't go to work, right? And everything that just, everybody knows Adelie as a liar. Nobody would trust her, right? So if Adelie started telling people that Jesus loves them, would you believe her? No. If Adelie lies to me all the time and all of a sudden one day she feels good and she wants to tell me, hey, do you know that Jesus loves you and he can forgive you? Well, I wouldn't believe that, would I? I wouldn't believe a word Adelie says. If Adelie came up and told me, you know what, if you want to be happy in life, you should serve Jesus. And this is what Jesus did for you. Would I believe her? No. God wants people to be able to forgive. All right? Okay, we're going to do something with that money real quick. I gave you all free money, right?
Yeah.
You think it would be best to just... can you buy much with the little money I gave you?
No.
But if we put all of our money together, would we be able to do bigger thing with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys if you would put all your money together. Could listen. Since Landon's got the most, all right, and he probably has the biggest hands, could everybody give your money to Landon, please? Everybody give your money to Landon. Jade, yes. You're going to miss out. You're going to miss out.
Okay.
Jeremiah, you want to give your money to Landon? Give your money to Landon. Now, you're going
to
miss out.
Okay.
You know what we're going to do with that money? Now listen, because everybody gave their money. Now you really wouldn't have been able to buy much with 3 pennies, would you? Not today. All right. Do you know there's kids in the world who have nothing?
Yeah.
They have nothing. They don't even have pencils for school. You know there's people in the world who have no idea who Jesus is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talked about that already.
Yeah, they have no idea who Jesus is. And who does Nancy talk about every month who we send out in the world to tell people about Jesus? No, who tells people about
missionaries.
So do you think since we can't spend much individually with that little bit of money, should we add some more money to the missionary money so maybe they can do some more stuff with that? Would that be cool? So Landon, on behalf of all you guys, can you go give your big wad of money there to Nancy and ask her to please give that to the missionaries? All right. We're still standing here. We're still standing. Oh, you got more money? I'm sorry, Hagen. Go ahead. You want to give it? I didn't know you had some more money there. You can go give it to Nancy and say, please give that to the missionaries. All right. Thank you, Hagen. All right. Now, does that feel good? Does that feel better knowing that you did something for God? Yeah, do you know when we tell the truth, that's for God? Who said no? That'd be the preacher's kid. Yes. God always loves a cheerful giver. All right. It does. It feels good to give to somebody that has nothing, right? Because when Jesus says you do something for the least of these, Gavin talked about that in his communion meditation this morning. Anything you do for somebody else, Jesus says you're doing it for who?
Jesus.
Right, you're doing it for him. So when we give somebody some food, who are we really giving it to? Jesus. When we give somebody some clothes who needs clothes, we're doing that for Jesus. All right? When we tell somebody that Jesus loves them, who are we doing that for?
Jesus.
Yeah, because Jesus wants to have a relationship with that person and love that person. Right. I wish everybody loved Jesus, but not everybody does because they don't know him. It's our job to always tell the truth. This is why I want you guys to always tell the truth at home. All right? And I know sometimes if we tell the truth, it can get us in trouble. But I would be much rather be in a little bit of trouble than for people to not believe me when I say things. Because we as Christians say important things. We let people know how much God loves them. And if they don't believe what comes out of our mouths, they're certainly not going to believe about a God that they can't see. Can we see God? Not like I can see Grady, but I can see all the things God does every day through you guys. Man, we got to see it through Adelie this morning when she sang her beautiful song and the gift that God gave. We got to see it through Gavin as he spoke today and gave some beautiful words as meditation time today. I see it in you guys who are listening and paying attention, giving your time to God this morning. That's important stuff to God. Because he tells us it's your job to tell other people about Jesus. Now, it's his job to soften people's hearts to where they'll believe you. But it's your job and my job to make sure people know that they have a Jesus who loves them, wants to spend time with them, and wants to live with them forever. Does that make sense? What, Jaden? You get play money?
Brain money.
Brain money. Oh, yeah. That means you get more smart in your brain, right, when you do a good job at school? Well, with God, when you do what's right, what do you get?
Real money.
No. Guess who's going to be the banker when he grows up? We get to have a relationship with God forever and ever. We get to live with the Creator and the King of the universe. Wouldn't it be cool to meet the president someday?
Yeah.
Or the mayor someday? Wouldn't it be neat to have lunch with them? How, or a king? Have you ever met a king?
No.
Guess what you get to do someday? Someday you are promised, not only do you get to eat with the king, you get to live with the King of all kings forever and ever and ever, as long as you're always honest and telling the truth and living for him. Does that make sense? And to live honestly before God? All right. Let's get in our circle this morning. And since we're talking about missions, before we pray, since we're talking about missions, do you guys know who's in charge? Who do you guys usually give the missions money to? Do you remember? Nancy does the missions moment and everything, and she is a big, huge part of our missions team here. But who usually takes care of the missions money for us? Do you know? Dave Williams. Is Dave at church today?
No.
No, let me tell you what's going on with Dave. Dave is very, very, very sick. Like, very, very sick. All right? He's been in the hospital for over a week now, okay? And I told him that we would pray for him as a church. And I believe that God gives special attention to kids when they pray. All right? And I told Dave that I would have the kids pray for him this morning. Would you guys pray for Dave and ask God to help him and to strengthen him and to always be with him? Yeah? All right? Who would like to pray for Dave this morning? Jaden, anybody else want to? Okay, y'all want to. All right. Okay. Let's, Jaden, you can start, and then I'll pray, and then Hagen, you can finish, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Father, 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 we thank you. We thank you.
Father God, I just thank you so much for these kids. And Lord, I ask that you continue to bless them at school. I ask that you would give them hearts and minds that would just be still when they need to be still, and to listen when they need to listen, Father. Lord, I know that it's not easy to give things away like we gave our money away this morning. But Father, you've asked us to give away our faith, to tell people about our love for you. And Lord, I ask that you would give these kids courage and strength to share their faith with other people, wherever you may send them this week. Father, we certainly lift up our friend Dave Williams to you. Lord, he has loved you for a long, long time, and he has loved world missions and what you do all over the world. And he takes good care of our mission money and makes sure it gets sent all over the world for you, Father. And Lord, he's sick. He's really, really sick right now, and we know that he needs you, and he needs your power. And Father, we just trust in you, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would take care of Dave, that you would give him strength. Father, if it's in your will, that you would heal him complete, that he may get home. But Father, if you've got other plans, Lord, I just pray that your will would be done and that family would feel your peace and your joy, Father, even in times of trouble. Lord, we just love you, and we give the rest of this day to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hagen, did you want to say a prayer? Go ahead. Say, dear Jesus. You want to say, dear Jesus? You don't want to do it? Jeremiah, you want to pray?
Yeah. God, oh Father, God, oh Father, we thank you for many blessings, Amen. Amen.
All right. Good job. Thank you, guys. Thank you, girls. Thank you for your attention. You can go back and sit down. I want to talk to the adults for just a second, all right? All right. You know, that's a pretty simple lesson. That's a pretty a lesson we hear a lot of times in Sunday school about being honest, not stealing, and all that stuff. Man, we as adults, though, we need to be reminded, not only are we called to be honest with each other, and to tell the truth. And I know that that's hard sometimes, to tell the truth. I'm a husband. I have a wife that asks me, does this look good on me? And that's a trick question. There's no... if I don't think it looks good, there's no good that's going to come out of that. All right? But we tell the truth. But more importantly, you know, God asks us to be honest with him. And we like to, sometimes it's easy to come to church, or it's easy to go from place to place and put on an appearance of how things really are at home or in your life. And people think you got it all put together. But, you know, and we try to do that with God sometimes. And we try to let God, you know, everything's fine, everything's wonderful, whatever, I don't really need anything right now. But, oh man, deep inside we do. We desperately need his provision. More than just food, water, clothing, and all that stuff that he gives us daily. Sometimes we need to be honest with God and say, you know, my heart's hurting. Or God, I feel far from you today. Or God, I need a little extra dose of your love today to get me through. And God calls on us daily to speak to him. But to be wide open and to be honest with him. That's part of having a relationship with him. You know, and if you're frustrated with God, tell him that you're frustrated. If you don't understand what his plan is, ask him to reveal his plan to you or to make it more clear. If you don't understand why he's not answering your prayer right now, tell him you're confused. Tell him you don't understand. We serve a God that when you call on his name and you ask him to reveal himself, he doesn't ignore that. He has a plan. He has knowledge and understanding of what's best for you, what's best for the world, best for the situation, whatever the case may be that you're dealing with. But boy, he calls on us to be honest. And just like what we talked with the kids, in order to be honest with one another and with the world and out there, man, it starts with practice with God. If you can't be honest with God, there's no way you're going to be honest with human beings. Because human beings will not love you unconditionally the way God does. We say we love each other unconditionally. But you know, and I do, that we like to hang on to when we were wronged by somebody. or we don't fully trust somebody because they made a mistake. You know, God doesn't let us down. God doesn't make mistakes. God never lies. We know that. So if we can't be honest with him, how are we going to be honest in the world? And just like I told the other kids, none of us want to be known anywhere as anything but a truth teller. Because if we're not known for our honesty, like I told the kids, there is no way anybody's going to believe you or anything you say about your Jesus. They're not going to want anything to do with your Jesus. They're not going to want to know, they're not going to want to know about his love. Because all they know is that what comes out of your mouth, they can't trust. But if you're known as a person that tells the truth, even when it's hard to tell the truth, even when it's hard to tell the truth, they're going to pay attention to your words. They're going to pay attention to your wisdom and your understanding that comes from God. So this morning, I just felt, you know, not only did the kids need to hear that on a regular basis, and that seems like a very elementary lesson, but I still watch adults and myself not always being truthful with each other, not always being truthful with God, and sometimes we're not even very truthful with ourselves. We like to think of ourselves maybe a little better than we are, or that we've got things put together a little bit more than they're really put together in our life. So we need to ask the Holy Spirit, you know, just help me be honest with me. Help me see the real picture of what's going on in my life so that I can be honest with you, God, and that I can be honest with people around me. I hope that makes sense to you this morning, because the ultimate goal is to grow the kingdom and to bear fruit. And that God would be glorified here on earth exactly how he is in heaven. And that's the ultimate goal. And I just want to pray this morning that that God would open our hearts and be honest with us today and allow us to examine, just like we do at communion time. Just ask God to examine our hearts even this afternoon when we go home. Find out areas of our life that maybe we could do better. And then go to before God and be honest with him and recognize and say, you know what? I've got this part of my life really good, but man, there's this one area, Father, I just struggle with it. I struggle with loving so-and-so, or I'm struggling with doing such-and-such. I just need your power. I need your strength to get over that hurdle. And then let's practice out in the community and with our families, of always being honest, always being truth tellers, never hiding the whole truth. But let everybody know the truth of Jesus Christ and what he's done in your life. So let's pray for that real quick, and then we'll do our hymn of invitation, which happens to be trust and obey. Hopefully not only will you do that with Jesus, but people would be able to do that with you and the words you speak. Father God, I thank you so much for Youth Sundays. Father, what a joy it is to have our kids up here in big church. And Lord, we recognize that one of the greatest assets that you've given to this church is our kids. Father, they're the next generation of leaders. They're going to be the next generation that shares the gospel message to the world. Father, I thank you for the littlest one this morning, which probably Harlow, all the way to the biggest one, which probably Gavin today. And I know he doesn't think of himself as a kid. But Father, I ask a blessing for those guys and those gals, that you would continue to protect them. Father, allow them to always be honest. Allow them to always be truth tellers, so that when the time comes, that the world will see them and they'll know that they tell the truth and they can be trustworthy with your gospel message and what you've given them, and that people would give them ear because they can trust what comes out of their mouths. Lord, for us here adults, Lord, help us to be honest with ourselves. Help us to be honest with you, Father, on a daily basis, even when that's tough, even when it makes us look ugly sometimes, even when we may even receive discipline, Father, for our honesty. Lord, I pray that we would stay true to you in all things, that we would be truth tellers, Father, all the time. We ask that in Jesus' name as we trust and obey in you. Amen. Would you please stand, and we just offer the invitation every single Sunday. I don't want you to have a week without. If you do need to accept the invitation of Jesus' salvation to you, if you need to receive his forgiveness for you, We invite you to come up this morning and receive that. Pray for it, ask for it, and be baptized in Jesus' baptism. For the rest of us, let's sing Trust and Obey and mean the words that we sing to God this morning.